Welcome back to the Hagman & Hagman Show. This is Ted Brower with the Ted Brower & Austin Show. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on this worldwide broadcast of the Hagman & Hagman broadcast. Thank you for listening tonight. I tell you what, my thanks again go out to my two guests, to Pastor Terrell and also to Sheila Zielinski. What a great interview I had with Sheila. I like Sheila because she's the kind of girl, the kind of woman, the kind of patriot who basically says how she feels and what she believes, and I like that. And though we may not agree all of the time, I have total respect for her. And of course, with Pastor Terrell, I don't even know what to say about that guy. He's been studying all of this stuff for 50 years, and he kind of tries to make some sense out of it. Guys, we've got an 800 number for you. Toll-free phone call, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Anything you want to talk about, you have any health questions, health concerns, please call the show. If you've got any comments that you want to make about Pastor Terrell or about Sheila's comments or about what we've covered so far on the show, please feel free to call the show. Again, the number is 844-769-2944. By the way, I want to cover this real quick, Austin. The big fat lie is officially exposed in the British Medical Journal. The saturated fat lie is officially exposed now that the British Medical Journal of Sports Medicine, a division of the British Medical Journal, emphatically declared, quote, "The saturated fat does not clog arteries. Coronary heart disease is a chronic inflammatory condition, the risk which can be effectively reduced from healthy lifestyle interventions." Of course, the lie must persist for some time, and people need to realize that the use of statin drugs dumbs you down. It lowers your cholesterol to a point where you no longer can produce your hormones properly and you can no longer produce sufficient quantities of testosterone. Plus, it turns your brain to mush in many cases. And as far as I'm concerned, that when the cholesterol was at 250 for the total cholesterol, that was fine. The problem is they weren't selling enough of the cholesterol meds, and so they lowered it to 200. And I know people also who go to their doctor's offices whose cholesterols are at 180, and the doctor pitches a fit and tells them to go on to the statin drugs. Guys, we have almost a full phone bank right now. We have one left, one more phone call available to you if you want to call in. 844-769-2944. I will tell you when we have more lines available. We've got a phone call right now from Robert in Georgia. He's going to be on the air with us. Let me get my computer booted up here. And we've got a... Hang on one second. I don't have my mouse with me tonight, so it's a little bit difficult. Robert, can you hear us? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Awesome. Yeah, I actually got to meet Austin last December when I was picking up some vitamins.
Okay.
And Austin, you might remember me. I'm the one that asked for your autograph, and I got to see your monster truck, so it's pretty impressive. But I had a question about glaucoma.
Okay.
I've been diagnosed with that, and I've had some eye damage because of that. Is there anything natural that I can do to try to mitigate or help with that? Because I actually have to take drops. You know
it's interesting, Robert, because just the other day we had a lady who called up and she was having problems with her optic nerve and with her eyesight. And we actually put a protocol together for her. So I'm going to go ahead and clear your line. Thank you so much for calling. I'll answer the question before taking another phone call. We learned a long time ago that eye health is extremely important. And also the optic nerve health is also very, very important. And we have a product, Austin. It's called EyeSight, if I remember right, along with cod liver oil.
Yep.
And also we learned that a lot of times if you're taking B12, that's the cyanide cobalamin, it can cause problems with eyesight. So don't take drugs or chemical vitamins like that with the cyanide in them. If you're going to use methyl cobalamin, use that for your B12 complex, and also cod liver oil along with D3. Now, there were a few other things, Austin, that we had. What are some other suggestions you have for Robert?
The primary one was the EyeSight. That was one of the best formulas we have, actually, specifically just for EyeSight. The cod, also, too, making sure you're on the ultimate multiple. You need a full vitamin mineral complex formula on there as well. And you can also take the turmeric, which has very good anti-inflammatory properties throughout the entire body. That would be the basic stack I would recommend, Robert. And, we appreciate you coming by. It was great seeing you as well.
Okay, I'm trying to get my computer to link in here, Austin. I've got a bunch of phone calls. We completely are filled up with phone calls, but now my mouse isn't working anymore, which is just real special for me. So I don't have a way to reboot this without losing all of these phone calls. So, Todd, if you can hear me, let's go ahead and pick up on with Matt in North Carolina, if we can. Matt, North Carolina, what are your questions for us?
Hey, Dr. Brewer. I've got a father who's been recently diagnosed with congestive heart failure and diabetes at the same time. Both are new onset. Just wondering if you could advise on a natural regimen to help him. They've got him on metformin and digoxin, both low dosage, but I'm wondering what natural alternatives we're looking at for him.
Thank you so much, man. I'm going to go ahead and hang up and clear this line and answer your question. What we've learned with congestive heart failure, in almost every single case, it's caused by the heart muscle not producing enough coenzyme Q10, plus not having sufficient quantities of nutrients and B vitamins. And so what we always tell folks is this: if you're taking a product like metformin, you need to realize there are some severe side effects of this along with the cholesterol-lowering drugs. The cholesterol-lowering drugs almost completely stops the ability of the body to manufacture the coenzyme Q10. So you need to be on a really good source of coenzyme Q10, and you need to also realize that you need to be on a really good, healthy heart program. That would include cod liver oil, vitamin D3. I would also recommend that you take a really good source of the coenzyme Q10. And also, if you have elevated cholesterol, you can take the Cholesterol X. Austin, do you have any more comments there for Robert?
Yeah, the vitamin E would be also a good one to help out with blood viscosity. The metformin's a rough drug to be on. There's a lot of side effects with it. Most of the time, blood sugar can be controlled with the cinnamon extract and the turmeric force by itself with a healthy diet, and eliminate some of the side effects from the metformin. But what you just mentioned for the heart, that's usually the best stack to start with.
Well, I know with me personally, I know with you too, last summer you had that pericarditis. And by the grace of God, you recovered from that very quickly, I may add. And you now make sure you have an ample supply of CoQ10 because your heart needs a lot of that. And we all need that. I take that compound every single day because it's so incredibly healthy for you to do. Okay, let's go to Betty in Illinois. Betty, you're on the air.
Well, hi, Dr. Brewer.
Hey, Betty.
First of all, I love your new pictures.
You know,
you talk about blood and how you give the example of if you took live blood and went across the world and the person, I guess the original person, watched a scary movie, the same reaction would happen to the blood or something like that. You know what I mean?
That's correct. You want me to cover that for you real quick?
But the question is, so what would happen if the person died? Does that blood across the ocean die too?
Yes, it does. Let me explain to you how that happens. Thank you, Betty. I'm going to clear the call. What happens is this. You can't transfuse blood from a dead person and put it into a living person. You'll kill the living person. The blood can only be transfused when the person's alive, because you would think, well, they need all of this blood for transfusions. If a person's dying, when the person's dead, just remove their blood and give it to another person. No, you can't do that. The blood won't allow you to do that. And this is research that was done by Klaus Harold Villa, and he wrote several really good books that are available online, and he actually is the one who brought the research up concerning the blood. And what she was talking about, for you folks who haven't heard that before, it deals with a teaching that I did on the blood of Christ. In fact, if you're listening to this show tonight at 10 o'clock when it goes off the air and you're on Global Star, or you go to my website and you can click into the show today, we actually played a rerun today of the show that I did last year on the blood of Jesus explaining this. And that's probably why Betty was asking me that specific question, because we covered that today on the show that we did as a tape. And what happens is this. She was referencing this particular incident. If you take a pint of blood, according to Villa, from a human being, and you keep it alive at like 98 degrees temperature, and you keep it well oxygenated, and you ship it, if you live in Florida, to Australia. If you have the person in Australia watch, or a person in Florida watch a scary movie, it will release fear molecules into the blood. The person will. And that same blood in Australia will release the same fear molecules. And what it goes back to on this is the teaching of what happened on the cross, and how it says that when Cain killed Abel, that Abel's blood cried out. And what's also interesting, it says that Jesus' blood's going to cry out even more than Cain's, than Abel's blood cried out in the book of Hebrews. I did an entire teaching with this on Doug Hagman last year. You guys need to listen to that whole teaching if you'd like to hear it on Doug's show. And what that simply means is this. When you take two radio waves over, make it simple. If you take two radio waves and you lay them on top of each other, like if you're listening to 91.1 FM, and you lay one on top of the other, you annihilate each of the waves. This is how Bose headsets work. Now, if you take you annihilate those two waves, you form what's called the longitudinal wave. The longitudinal wave, you lay them on top of each other, create what's called a scalar wave. And scalar waves penetrate the fabric of time-space with no distance required. In other words, if you used a scalar wave and you sent it to Alpha Centauri 100 million light-years away or whatever the distance is, it would be there instantaneously because they fold through time-space. It's like taking a sheet of paper that's 10 feet long and folding it over to the two tips, and that's how quickly it would get over. It would be instantaneous. When Christ died on the cross, because he's omnipresent, his blood continually signals from the cross the healing power, the healing authority of the blood to us as Christians, which restores us to the righteousness of God through Christ. And so that's what Miss Betty was talking about. And so that's what you need to understand is who we are as Christians and what the blood does. That's why the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins, because that's the way God set it up. The Luciferians, they also drink blood. They also sacrifice people. But again, these Sabbateans want to turn everything upside down that God created to be received with good and with thanksgiving. And so they use the blood in their sacrifices after they torture people to drink to get the fear molecules to basically get them high from it. This is a real, real sick bunch that we're involved with, that the planet's involved with. And I trace their lineage all the way back to Lucifer himself through the fallen angels. And these are the guys that are still running the show, so to speak. Let's go to the next phone call. And let's go to Jewel. Todd. And she will, okay. Hey, Jewel, this is Ted Brower. How can I help you?
Hi, blessings. I just wanted to know if you'd, ever seen a video. I watched it about 15 years ago. It's called Under Our Skin. It has to do with autoimmune diseases, specifically Lyme disease. I've probably had it 24 years. I'm just getting a little more, you know, more and more symptoms. I do have the mark right on my spinal cord column, which has grown larger, but nobody wants to look at it. And I was wondering if there was anything else that I can do about it.
Okay, Jewel, tell me exactly what you've been diagnosed with.
Fibromyalgia, lupus.
Jewel, have you had immunizations?
My father was in the service, especially when he was in Germany. I had a lot of immunizations. As a matter of fact, the last immunization I got was about 24 years ago. So.
Now, how are you eating? Are you eating organic food, or are you eating GMO food?
Yeah. The best I can. I eat organic. I eat clean.
Good.
The best I can, anyway.
Okay, all right. I'm going to go ahead and clear your line, and I'll go ahead and cover your topic. Thank you so much for calling, Jewel. Okay, what we have to understand is this. When people have immunizations, now I'm not trying to say that there's nothing that can be done for this, because there is. Autoimmune diseases get very prevalent. Now, the reason this happens is this. When you get something injected directly into your muscle, and they're using adjuvants in the immunizations, they can have peanut oil in that, they can have human placental extract in that, they can have human fetal lung tissue in that immunization. And yes, guys, I'm not making any of this stuff up. These guys are that sick. And they do all of this to us to cause a massive reaction site. These are called adjuvants at the injection site to try to help your body supposedly to create more antibodies. But what it does is when this stuff gets down on top of the muscle tissue and your macrophages or your white blood cells decide to attack it. In some cases, they'll take the muscle cell with this running this foreign protein, and they start producing antibodies against your own body. And when that happens, you start ending up with a lot of autoimmune diseases. Now, what I would recommend for someone who have these types of conditions, Austin, and you can help me with this, I would start off with the turmeric immediately. I would do that because that's one of the best anti-inflammatory compounds you can do. Plus, I would also take vitamin D3, and I'd get my D3 levels tested. Now, at one time, you could use the GCMAF injections, but pretty much all of the sources of that have been cut off. This was the compound that was used and was developed by these different doctors, several of them who found themselves mysteriously dead a few years ago that I did a big show on with Doug, to help work with children who had problems with autism. In kids who have autistic conditions, they found that a lot of their macrophage molecules had been stripped of the sugar molecule, and they would no longer accept vitamin D3. And that it was causing what's called a cytokine storm, in which they were sending out chemical messengers trying to get other macrophages to come to the rescue. And this is one of the things that causes this encephalitic scream with these infants that receive these immunizations. So what I would do with any person who had a problem with this is, number one, I would no longer do any immunizations, which she has not done. In addition to that, I would start on the turmeric, and I would use large dosing on that. I would probably take three or four of those, or three or four times a day, to see how your stomach and your bowels tolerated that. I would also go in for a vitamin C intravenous drip, and I would go ahead and probably do that once or twice a week to try to get my immune system built back up and to get it rebooted properly. In addition to that, I would take our multiple vitamin. I would take our D3, K2. Remember, you always want to take K2 with D3 because it keeps the calcium in the bones and not in the arteries and in the soft joints. Plus, there's a whole bunch of other things she can do, Austin. Do you want to go over a few of those?
Those are pretty much some of the main ones that you just mentioned on there. I think, did you mention the black seed oil as well?
Yes, the black seed oil. I did not mention that, Austin. Thank you so much. The black seed oil, let me give you an example with my own self. We have, I had about 10 years or 11 years ago, I ended up getting itchy inner ear canals. I know that sounds weird to you guys. If you've never had it, pray you don't. It felt like a caterpillar was crawling around in my ears all the time. It was absolutely awful. This went on for several years. And until I started using, I'm taking a lot of supplements at this point, and the turmeric helped a lot. I will say that. But what ended up happening is it didn't get rid of it. And then when I started using the black seed oil, it cleared up almost immediately, which I thought was just a miracle in itself that the black seed oil did this. But now remember, you need to get cold-pressed virgin black seed oil and not chemically extracted black seed oil. That's very, very important. Plus, I also started eating a lot of fermented foods like cabbage and like sauerkraut, and it made a huge difference, Austin, as far as my health, and it really helped my bowels to be re-regulated and to clean the intestinal tract out, because we have to understand something. The gut is very, very important, and a lot of people have been on a lot of antibiotics, and their acidophilus and all the probiotics in their intestinal tract, which have a direct link into your central nervous system and to your brain, they're not working properly, and you're not producing the nutrients that need to be produced by the gut bacteria and the gut flora. So if you've ever been on a series of antibiotics, you need to be taking probiotics. By the way, we've got a special. We haven't even mentioned this in like 2.5 hours. We have a special at Health Masters. It's the Doug 5 coupon. Now, Austin, tell everybody what's on the Doug 5 coupon, because it's not a store-wide sale this time. Tell them what's available on that.
We just want to run another small special for everybody. It's the Doug 5, D-O-U-G, the number 5. It's 5% off everything that's not already on sale, or 3-pack specials or kits or anything like that. So anything regular price, you can go on there and get 5% off. Anything that's on sale, it doesn't apply to that, but those products are still already on sale, hugely discounted. Some of them 15-20% for some of those kits, like the HGH Stimulate 3-pack. And we also have the Immune Support DF, which is 15% off his product of the week right now. So you can go on the website at healthmasters.com and check that out. A lot of good stuff on there. A lot of the stuff we mentioned we carry. We only carry the finest quality supplements you can physically get a hold of. All the stuff we manufacture, we get the best raws in the world. So they work. That's why people get so much stuff from us, and we help them out a lot. But healthmasters.com. Doug 5 on any order you want, and it'll apply the 5% discount on any regular priced items.
Okay, great. Todd, my computer has pretty much gone down on me. Now, I've got it again. Go ahead, let's go to Todd. He's been holding for 16 minutes. Go ahead, Todd, what's your question?
Todd in Michigan.
Hey, Todd, go ahead. What's your question, buddy?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you guys once again for the great work you do, and getting the word of our Lord out. May God bless you on all you say and do.
Well, Todd, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And also, Ted, if you're not using an Ethernet cable, and if you are using an Ethernet cable, you need to shield it maybe, and then it'll help your computer problems out there.
Thank you, Todd.
And that's a trick I use because I'm a ham radio operator, so I shield all my cables.
Well, the problem I've got right now, I'm on wireless on both the iPad and also on the internet, and so that what it's doing is it's basically it's got a distance to go, but I don't like sitting right by the Wi-Fi generator. Did you have any questions you want to ask me, Todd?
Yeah, I've got really bad ringing in my ears. I'd like any information you could give me on that. And also, I've led pretty much a hermit's life for the last 3 years. I'm 56 years old, and I've been taking care of my now-passed-away dad with dementia for the last 3 years. And I want to get back into, you know, life and health, and I want to know where to start with vitamins and supplements and cleansing and all that kind of thing. So what would be a good first step, and or if you had information on your website in that vernacular, I'd appreciate any information you had.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Todd. Let me go ahead and clear the line for another caller, and we'll go ahead and answer that question right now. Austin, tinnitus, that's another big problem. But before I start on the tinnitus, I want you to do me a favor and talk about the Healthy Lifestyle Program that we have available and what it does and what it is and why it's so important to start with that.
Yeah, that's the one kit that we recommend a lot. We put that together specifically a couple years back for that exact question. We found that we got that question literally dozens of times every day on the phone. Where do I start? What's the best protocol to start with? So we put together the basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit, which is the vitamin D, the vitamin C, the Ultimate Multiple, the B Complex, and the Norwegian Omega-3. Those products are really the basic staple that we recommend everybody start on. If you don't even want to go past that program or that platform, that's fine. It's still incredibly good, and it's usually very effective. We have it on the website, I think, for like 10 or 15% off right now. I don't know, as a kit when you buy all the products together. But pretty much that's what we recommend everybody as a starter. It's pretty. I don't know the exact price on it, as I don't have it in front of me right now. I have it behind me, so I don't want to pull it up. But, yeah, that's the best thing to do. You can check that out at healthmasters.com. Actually, it's on the basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit if you go right to the side, since it is right behind me. Right here at the top, do not know where to start, try our basic Healthy Lifestyle Kit. And since we're on here, I'll just tell you anyways, it's on sale for $156.73. That's what I recommend starting out with, bud.
Okay. Now let's talk about tinnitus for just a second. And when I pulled the reference book up on this, I want to read part of what it says. It says, tinnitus is a condition that occurs in about 25 million people with hearing loss. Tinnitus is experienced as a constant or recurring ringing, buzzing, hissing noises not caused by anything in the external environment. It is now thought that the noise originates in the brain and not in the ear, as was previously believed. Now, what's interesting about this is they're recommending several different types of nutrients for this. And hang on one second, Savannah. I need you to get me an extension cord to plug it in right there, please. I'm about to lose my battery here on my doggone iPad, so I don't want to do that either because I'll lose everything and lose my signal. It's been an interesting night with our technology we got going on. Make sure it's plugged in. And several of the things that they're asked, don't unplug this one. Don't unplug this one. Forgive us, guys. This is live. This is not. We're in the studio. But CoQ10, so they're saying 30 milligrams a day. I agree with that. Now, also, what I've seen that works very well with that is B12. And that's what the methylcobalamin. That's a phenomenal product, and it works extremely well. And that's what we always tell people. Also, magnesium, manganese, a multivitamin, potassium. But try to also start with the B12 and the B-complex. Those are very important, along with folate and vitamin C. So there's a lot of different things that they're recommending for tinnitus and for hearing problems in general that I believe are a good benefit. There will be a good benefit for everybody listening tonight. Let's go to the next call. That'll be Dan in Florida. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Brewer, Austin, it's an honor, guys. I've been listening to you for a couple of years now, found you on the Hagmans, and just feel like you've changed my life. I have a comment and a question. My wife went through, and I went through, a couple of losses many years ago. Her tragedy has been overwhelming, and I got her on the healthy brain formula that you guys have, and she has just been a totally different woman. It just really, really changed her completely, and I just really want to thank you guys. Your products are amazing. We use them all the time. The question I have, I've got my stepson, 30 years old, had a child, my grandbaby, in February, and I got him to listen about the immunizations. I sent him dozens of links to your shows through the pregnancy, and they listened. The problem we had is his wife quit producing breast milk, like, right away, and now we're concerned that the baby's not getting the antibodies that it needs, and if I can't come up with an answer here soon, I'm afraid they're going to start immunizing, and I just needed to know if there was anything we could do for the child or to get her breast milk working again.
Okay, Dan, thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and answer your question, but I'm going to go ahead and clear this line. Thank you for calling, Dan. What we try to tell folks is this. We have a formula for the certified goat's milk that we use for children. It's a phenomenal product, and we used it on all four of our children. I mean, all of the kids have been raised on certified goat's milk. And it's absolutely wonderful, and that's what we use. You have to fortify it some with the folate and a little bit of cod liver oil, a little bit of flaxseed oil, and a little bit of vitamin E, but it works absolutely wonderful when you use the goat's milk, and that makes a great child formula. Now, as far as children getting immunized the first year, it doesn't help. They're supposed to be getting these immunoglobulins from their mother. The problem with it is that when you try to immunize a child the first year, it really is a waste because that child's not really capable of creating those antibodies on its own. So that's why we recommend the goat's milk, and that's how we raised all of our kids. And I know, Austin, I know your son right now, who's 12 months old, just turned 12 months old, he's still being nursed, but he's also on the goat's milk, and he's actually thriving and doing absolutely wonderful. Anything you want to add to this as a new dad, Oz?
Yeah, the formula's in the Train Up Your Children and the Way They Should Eat. It's a really good formula for the goat's milk. Like Dad just said, we use it for Hunter all the time. He's doing fantastic on it. He really doesn't breastfeed much at all anymore. Back to your other question as far as breastfeeding and vaccinations. Yes, when the first year, if they are breastfeeding, it really helps as far as with the antibodies. What Dad said, though, and to clarify this, even if you want to sit there and vaccinate them and they're not being breastfed, they're just on formula or goat's milk, it still has very minimal effect on the body at any type of true vaccination because the child's so young. As Dad said, it can't really form those antibodies from an outside external source being injected into the body. You have to remember, the body was never designed to handle antibodies and produce them that way, to take a hypodermic needle, shove it into the muscle tissue, inject it directly into the body, especially when you're adding in mercury, aluminum, all types of adjuvants that are incredibly inflammatory and extremely toxic to any human being, especially a tiny infant. So what I always recommend doing, if people are getting on that bandwagon and they want to say, hey, we're going to try and vaccinate now, we're not breastfeeding anymore, which I have heard that before, my recommendation is, why don't you wait? Majority of the time when the child's young anyways, they're not going to the school, they're not going to daycare. That doesn't happen until 2, 3, 4, 5 years of age, most of the time 4 to 5. So wait and see how the body responds. And 99% of the time when I've seen that, and that's been probably 30, 40 different cases, there's never an issue with it at all. But again, they have to make their own decision on that. They just need to do their own research as much as possible. But I am really glad they didn't vaccinate to begin with. Hopefully you can continue that going on.
And also, he was talking about the healthy brain protocol. Boy, I tell you what, yes. That was one that's been an answer to prayer for a lot of people. I know years ago, I have a dear friend of mine, his name's Mike, and his son was killed in a motorcycle accident. And he has like 5 kids, but one of his oldest son had died on a bike accident. And he came over to see me, oh gosh, it's been 10 years now, and he came over with a friend of mine named William, and he was having some really, really bad problems with just thoughts of suicide. And I told him, I said, Mike, I said, the problem is, you know, you've got to get your brain chemistry back up. You've got to get the nutrients in your brain that your brain needs. And he was also working, you know, with several medical doctors at the meantime. And so we put him on a full healthy brain stack protocol that we have on the website. And I tell you what, Mike's now one of my best friends. I mean, there's not much that he would do. He owns an Italian restaurant here in town. He's an Italian. I mean, like, raised and born in Italy. And he's an incredible man of God. He's a Christian. and he eats clean now. He eats organic. And he had his youngest child. It was kind of crazy. His youngest boy started getting immunized and started having a lot of health issues and neurological issues. And he came over the one night with his little boy, and I said, Mike, you know, you're going to have to really reevaluate what you want to do as far as this child getting all these vaccines. And so he started talking to his wife, who had been doing the vaccines, and they made a decision not to do anymore. And now the little boy is doing great, and he's able to overcome all of the stuff that had been done to him from a vaccination standpoint. Now, guys, remember something. Vaccinations aren't necessarily immunizations. There's a difference. If you're immune to something, it's like me having the chickenpox when I was a child. I'll never get chickenpox again. You know, it's like me having the measles when I was a child. Now they're giving these injections of these measles and chickenpox vaccines, et cetera. And now we're having this huge outbreak of people with shingles all over the United States. I mean, thousands of them, and thousands of them are now suing the vaccine manufacturers. Good luck with that, by the way, you know, because of the shingle outbreak they've had. So you've got to be really, really careful when you start doing these different types of vaccines, especially with these young children. I've got a couple of clear lines. If you guys have been trying to call, we've got a couple of clear lines. Todd, let's go to the Kauai guy. I guess he must be in Hawaii. Quinn James. Go ahead, Quinn. What do you got to say?
Hey, hello, Doc. I have some cataracts. One particularly bad. My side eye is getting really bad. A naturopath, MD friend. The research I did, he turned me on to something called CAN-C. I forget the chemical name. A, something. But what do you got for cataracts?
Well, there's some things. See, I'm real hesitant to do this on the air. Give me a call. There's some natural homeopathic things that you can do for cataracts, but I don't want to do it over the air because I don't want people to say, hey, I tried this and it didn't work or whatever. I'd like to be able to explain it to you in detail on how you can deal with this, supposedly from some research that I have seen. But of course, if you're using the healthy eyesight formula and all those things, that's going to be fine too. But there's some stuff that I've found. If you'll give me a call, James, here next week at the office, I'll be more than happy to cover this with you and go into detail on the therapy for that. And I'm not putting you off because we're dealing with ophthalmology here and we're dealing with the eyes. I don't want people to try things that I tell them to do and have problems with their eyesight. I don't want to have to deal with all that. So thank you so much for calling. Call me next week when we're back in the office. Austin, let's go ahead and go to Christy from Texas. Go ahead, Christy. You're on the air.
Hi. I've been looking into detoxing all of the heavy chemicals out and such, and I wanted to take it a step further besides all of the supplements and nutrients that you offer on your website. And I was seeing that there's a suppository like called Mycelium and Detoximin and different like suppositories that are supposed to really clean out all of the toxins out of your system more than, you know, the oral supplements. And I wanted to get your opinion on that. And also, I was seeing how expensive they were and such, and I was actually looking into, like, making them myself by just getting, like, the EDTA in, like, bulk form, buying, like, you know, a couple of pounds of that or 500 grams or something, and, you know, adding like the cocoa butter and making them at home myself just for like a few dollars instead of a few hundred dollars going through the company.
That's a great idea. The problem is that, you know, we batch test everything we bring in. I mean, all of our stuff that we use at Health Masters is batch tested with heavy metal toxicity testing. We have a lot of batches that we refuse to take. That we send them back to the distributor or we just trash them because they don't meet the quality control standards. That's one of the things that you run into, Christy, when you try to mix up your own stuff at home, because you don't really know where it came from, where it was sourced from, or what kind of nutrient disbursement it really has. In other words, if they tell you this is what you're getting, how do you know that if you don't have the chemistry equipment to test to see if it really is what they say that it is? Now, as far as doing other things, you know, there's all kinds of things that you can look online as far as, you know, you can go to a colonic therapist if you'd like, and the colonics can be used if they use the right kind of water and the right kind of protocol to really help cleanse the intestinal tract, because remember, the intestinal tract has the portal veins that goes directly back in from the intestines into the liver. We did a show on this a few months ago. The liver is an interesting organ. It has both the hepatic artery and the portal vein because the liver is so very, very important. But you are right. A lot of people need more of a deep cleansing program than is available just by taking in a few vitamins. And you can do a lot of research on that, and we do have that available also if people want to do that, but that's not necessarily the most important thing. The most important thing you need to do to start with is to start eating completely clean, make sure you're not putting any poisons in your diet, making sure you're not getting any GMOs, making sure that you're not drinking fluoride in the water or chlorine. You know, avoid my top 10 list of foods never to eat. That's really, really important. Stay off of things like pork, shellfish, margarine, trans fats, hydrogenated oils. You need to stay away from soy. You need to stay away from chlorine and fluoride and soy products. You need to stay away from high-fat dairy products that are not organic. And you need to also stay away from alcohol and drink half your body weight in fluid ounces and purified water every day. So if you weigh 100 pounds, drink 50 ounces of water a day. And if you do that, Chrissy, it'll really help you get started really well. Thanks so much. I'm going to clear your line. Okay, Patricia in New Jersey, you got a question for us. Go ahead. You're live.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, first of all, thank you for taking my call. You are one of my favorite Hagman guests. Plus, well, I listen to you once in a while on your show.
Thank you so much.
But my question... my question is, I was doing research on treatments for psoriasis, and I came across one of the medications that they prescribe is a synthetic vitamin A. Why not the real thing? Well, maybe because they can't patent it, I suppose. But I just wanted to ask about that, if vitamin A is a viable treatment, and also what else would you recommend?
Great question. A lot of people have problems with psoriasis. I'll go ahead and clear your line, Patricia. Thank you so much. We have several lines open. If you've been trying to call for the last 40 minutes, we have several lines that have just opened, and they're ringing, so you got a couple of them left, and then they'll be filled again. There's several things with psoriasis that I've learned that really work well. A few years ago, I had developed like an eczema psoriasis on my scalp. And you think, well, how is that possible? Guys, I don't know. I don't know why these things happen, you know, when they, especially, I remember I'm 61 years old. I'm not some kid anymore. And what I learned was this. There's certain nutrients your body has to have in relatively high concentrations if you've got skin conditions such as psoriasis. And what I've learned was this. The borage oil is phenomenal to use for psoriasis along with mineral salts, the bioplasma cell salts, the number one is the overall bioplasma cell salts, and also the silica salts. They're very, very important. And by taking those particular products, I was able to clear mine completely up. You can also take flaxseed oil, primrose oil. The vitamin A, again, is very, very important. You can get that through your cod liver oil if you'd like. D3K2, that's very important. Also, remember, if you're going to start taking vitamin D, it's so important that you get your blood levels of vitamin D tested on a regular basis. You want to keep it between 60 and 70. You don't want to go any higher than that. D is critical for your body and for your skin. Plus, zinc is so important. Proteolytic enzymes are important. Selenium is important. B-complex is so important. And cod liver oil, again, I mentioned that a minute ago, is very, very important if you have problems with this. And vitamin B6 and B5, vitamin C and E. There's a whole bunch of stuff. I have seen horrible, horrible conditions that did not respond to medication whatsoever start on these products along with black seed oil and clear the psoriasis up within 30 days. The stuff that I had on my head, this stuff that just showed up one day, it took about 30 days to completely clear up. And when I stopped taking these nutrients that I had just mentioned to you in the beginning, it came back very, very quickly. I started taking the nutrients again, and it disappeared again almost immediately. So there are a lot of natural things that you can do to get rid of these types of skin conditions. Because remember, think about this. If you're taking and putting a salve on your skin trying to correct this, sometimes you'll have limited results with that. But in many cases, it's a deficiency or a toxicity syndrome, it's a symptom. Because think about this for a second. Your skin is your largest eliminating organ. If you can't get the stuff cleared through your lungs or cleared through your bowels or cleared through your urine, you know, or cleared, you know, through your breath, through your lungs, your body still has to eliminate it. And in some cases, it's as simple as getting your body cleaned out or getting the nutrients your body needs to eliminate a lot of these different types of skin conditions. Austin, do you have anything else you want to say about that?
Yes, also, too, there's something that I've seen that some people have had, and this is just some of the cases, is that even when they start taking supplements, they still don't get the results as quickly as they want. A, if you're on something like a PPEI, like a proton pump inhibitor or an antacid, your body's not going to digest and absorb a lot of the nutrients that you need, even if you're taking them. So you need to look out for that, too. I've seen that a lot lately. People that are on the antacids and the proton pump inhibitors are having issues with eczema. Secondly, if you are taking these supplements and you are taking these nutrients and you're cleansing out with like the GHI cleanse and the beet juice powder, which, by the way, the beet juice powder is one of the best, most effective liver detox formulas, and it's super simple. It's beet juice powder, organic, non-GMO, crystal form. We sell a ton of it. We just got a brand new batch in that really helps to detoxify the liver. But if you're doing all that, eczema sometimes can take up to months to see really significant results. Not all the time, but sometimes. So if you are doing a formula and a regimen, stick with it for a while along with a clean diet and detoxing the liver with something like beet juice. We've had some people do it and they don't see results within the first week and they get frustrated. That's understandable, but push through. At least give it 90 days to try and get the clear up naturally. And in most cases, we can get that to happen.
Well, also, if you had a limited budget and you only had, let's say, $100 to spend on a protocol, I would do the black seed oil, the cod liver oil, the silica, the bioplasma cell salts, and the borage oil, and probably a multivitamin. Would you add anything else to that?
That would keep it right around the $100 mark, because that's definitely the key elements to that formula. Again, you can go more aggressive with it, but that's exactly what I would go with to start off.
Well, and the reason for that is this. I mean, I want you guys to have good results. I mean, that's the whole key. I mean, you know, the other day somebody called up and they ordered some products from us, and then they needed me to call them back, and I called them back, and they were so kind. And they asked me about some other stuff. It was about optic nerve degradation and some other things that we did research on for them. And I recommended a couple of the things they could do. And what was interesting is I told them, I said, well, instead of just getting these products, you can take these off the bill and just get these other products, because I want to keep your bill as low as we can. That's the key here. You know, you don't have to spend a fortune to eat clean and to take supplements. I mean, that's why we put together the Healthy Lifestyle Kit. Do whatever you can afford to do. And guys, a lot of you are just getting multiple vitamins from us. And we've talked about that, because we use a cellulose-based gel cap with powder on the inside, which doesn't have to be broken down with calcium carbonate or basically limestone or chalk, that are being used as tableting agents that are really, really bad for you as far as building up in your soft tissue, your arteries, and in your joints. And so we only use methylated B vitamins that are activated very easily by the body. In addition to that, we only use the methylcobalamin. We don't use the cyanide in our B12. So all of our stuff is super, super high potency and super high quality. It's the same stuff that I personally take. If I could make a better product, I would make it better. I don't know how to make it any better, because me and my family and my children and my grandchild take all of this stuff. So we do the best we possibly can to keep the cost down as best we can. That's like the other caller had called in earlier. A lot of this stuff, you say, well, you can get it online and it's cheaper, but you don't know what you're getting. You know, you got to be able to do an assay on it and make sure it's not contaminated with heavy metals. In fact, I've got some videos we put together by one of our manufacturing facilities, and I'd like to go ahead and post those online, Austin, if we could, to show people what we go through to manufacture the supplements that we do. What do you think?
Yeah, let me add something to that, too, because the Christy girl, she was talking about that. I've had quite a few people ask me that, and I've even had friends that are in weightlifting wanted to get involved in some of that, buying the bulk powders off Amazon, so forth, and stuff like that, encapsulating things yourself. Understand, guys, when you're buying bulk powder that has a sticky label on the outside, and you're buying 500 grams or a kilo of this powder, and you're mixing it with that powder, yes, you can possibly get good results with it. However, from what I've seen personally with about 4 or 5 guys that I know that have done that, most of the results are very, very minimal at best. The reason why is most of these guys that are selling raw powders, you have no idea, as what Dad said, you have no idea what's actually in them, the actual amount that you're getting. You might be buying a kilo of EDTA, but it may only be 5 or 10% EDTA. The rest of it may be calcium carbonate or some type of other filler. Secondly, a lot of these additives and a lot of these bulk powders that you're buying are coming out of China now. That's why when you can buy a bulk thing of Tribulus for $5 off Amazon, that's ridiculously cheap. Nobody that's manufacturing high-quality Tribulus or Tongat or ETA can sell pounds of this stuff for a few dollars. It's not physically possible. I know what the raws cost because I work with the manufacturers in our product, and I see stuff when it comes in 55-gallon pounds, and it's still not that cheap. So when you're getting stuff in that cheap and you're going to make your own products for $2 or $3, there's a very, very good possibility that you're not getting what you're paying for. And there's also another good possibility that it's contaminated with all types of other toxins, which may actually be very counterproductive to what you're doing. The Tribulus and the Tongat, the reason why I use that one is the Tongat Alley is a highly, highly sold product on the market that increases testosterone. That's one of the only products we have that's a huge, huge seller, and it works very effectively, but we have a very high formula, 200-to-1 extract. There's a lot of copycats online that I've seen that sell the product for like $10 to $15 for bulk, and when I talk to people that have used it, they get little to no results whatsoever, and that's why, because there's really no regulations. You're buying a big bag with a sticker on it from some random guy in his basement selling it to you. There's no manufacturing lab. There's no assay testing. There's nothing to call up about a batch number. You're just getting whatever they sell to you on Amazon, so I really don't ever recommend doing that at all.
And plus, you're taking this stuff orally. It's not like you're rubbing it on your skin. You're ingesting it, you know, so you don't know what you're getting. I know with our HGH Stimulate, which is kind of like a natural Viagra and also helps control blood pressure. It's a nitric oxide releaser and helps stimulate the pituitary gland to release human growth hormone. When people use that product, they get phenomenal results. And there are similar products to it on the market, but they're the same price, and they're not as good because I have not yet found one that uses quercetin, which is an antioxidant for that product. I mean, so we do the best we can to formulate the best product that we can every single time because, again, I take this stuff, and if I could make it better, I would. And that's the whole thing that you guys have got to understand is that, you know, it's what I believe in. I mean, I believe, if you come to my house, there's a whole rack of vitamins on my countertop, for heaven's sakes. And I'm sure many of you have the same thing. You have a whole rack of vitamins on your countertop. And it's important that you know what you're putting into your body. Todd, let's go to Sarah in Minnesota, please. Let's go to Sarah in Minnesota. Sarah, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi. Just want to let you know I'm a recent Kristen. A little over a year ago, I found you at Hagman's through my boyfriend. I've been getting your Ultimate Muscle for Women. I know recently now you've got the powder format. If I buy that, would I need to get any other vitamins that doesn't come in from the pill format?
Okay, you're talking about the Ultimate Essentials for Women?
Correct.
That's a better product than the powder or the multiple because it has the oils in it, doesn't it, Austin?
Yes, the Ultimate Essentials for Women. You have the Aroxanol, which is the antioxidant formula. You also have our Osomag, which is the MCHC, the microcrystalline hydroxyconcentrate calcium. And you have the Norwegian Omega-3 all in one pack, 60 different packs. You can take 1 to 2 packets a day. The new Ultimate Multiple powder that we have is simply just the Ultimate Multiple formula in a powder form. It's still a great formula, but it's not near as advanced or as strong as the Ultimate Essentials for Women.
I use it. I use the powder every morning, Sarah, because it mixes very easily in my protein shake that I have every morning for breakfast. It's convenient to use, but it's a little bit pricey. And the reason it's so pricey, and I fussed at my manufacturers, and I said, look, they said that when you go with the organic beet powder, and they're right about this, it's extremely expensive, the non-GMO organic beet powder, and that's what we have in it to make it have the right color and the right taste. That's why our beet crystals are so important to use. I put 2 scoops of those in my protein shake every single day because of what it does keeping the body cleared out. But thanks so much, Sarah. By the way, Sarah, congratulations on being a Christian. I'm so happy for you. And thank you for listening.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Let's go to Susie in Illinois. Todd, let's talk to Susie.
Hi. I wanted to thank you both for your wonderful program that you do every afternoon.
Well, thank you, Susie.
And I have 2 questions. The first one is, why does the D3, the 5,000 international units, why does it not have K2 in it? I know the 10,000 one does, I think. But I don't want to take 10,000, so I have the 5,000, but it doesn't have K2. Why is that? And the second question is about dementia, Alzheimer's. I'm 65, and I have many, many generations going back on my mother's side where everybody got it, including my mother, her two brothers, my grandfathers, great-grandfathers, great-aunts, great-uncles. And you can't blame it on chemtrails, you know, way back in the day. Or so I'm just wondering what in the world causes all that. But I guess
okay.
They don't know yet.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and I'll answer your question. Susie, thank you for listening to the show every day. We appreciate you. I'm going to go ahead and clear your line unless somebody else have a chance to call in real quick. Okay, number one, the reason we don't put the K2 in the 5000 is because of the capsule formation on that, because it's easier to put it into a powder form. That's why the K2 D3 has the powder D3. I recommend the D3 K2, and I recommend taking it every other day if you don't want to take that much per day. And she's absolutely right. If you're going to take that much every day, you need to get your D3 monitored a couple times a year to make sure it doesn't get too high. But the K2 is really important because it helps to keep the calcium in the right place and doesn't allow it to be, you know, it helps to keep the bone strong rather than going into the soft tissues. So that's really, really important. But either way, either of those products is very good, but I do like the D3 K2 better, but I don't take it every day because it is a 10,000 IU capsule. And what we do is I take that about every other day, sometimes every third day, and I have my D3 monitored, and I keep it between 60 and 70, and does a very, very good job doing that. And plus, it's more economical that way, too, when you take the higher dosing a couple times a week. Plus, I don't like swallowing as many pills off. I got so many vitamins I got to take all the time. It gets aggravating to me. Let's go to Heather Todd in Colorado. Heather, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi. About a year ago, I started getting clogged salivary glands in my cheek and in my neck. My neck would swell up to, like, golf ball size every time I eat. I'm 100 pounds. I drink nearly 100 ounces of water a day. I stay very hydrated, but I can't seem to fight off about once a month my saliva just it just clogs up in my mouth. I'll get dry mouth really bad. And I've had all my blood work checked. All my blood work's pretty normal, except my CMV virus levels were really high, and I also tested positive for the EBV virus for the third time now. They're telling me that I have active mono, and I didn't know if that was related to my saliva gland problems. And I was just wondering if you had any remedies for the saliva or to help my mouth.
Heather, what did they say to you at the doctor's office about the saliva glands?
They were just probing under my tongue to try to unclog it. I went to every ENT possible in Colorado, and I couldn't get any answers.
How's your diet, Heather? I mean, do you eat clean? Do you eat organic? I mean, do you do GMOs? I mean, do you do immunizations? What's your lifestyle like?
I would say about 90% clean. I have a problem with sugars, maybe, but I take care of myself. I have four kids, and I want to be healthy for my kids, so I wouldn't say I'm 100% perfect, but I don't eat fast food restaurants. I mean, I'd say pretty okay for the most part.
It might be related to the mono, which is what they may have told you. I think that, let me do this. Let me do some research for you. You can call the office next week because I don't want to just say something because that's a very rare condition. Obviously, you said you went to every ear, nose, and throat specialist in Colorado and they couldn't help you with it.
Yeah.
Let me do some research because I've not dealt with that before, so I don't have an answer for you. So I don't want to give that over the air and just speculate. So give the office a call back next week and we'll do the best we can to try to help you if we can.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Heather. Okay, we got one more phone call, then we're out of time, guys. Let's do Chip. Chip, let's talk to you. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Dr. Ted. I appreciate you guys taking my call. Hey, I'm 42 years old, and in the past, I don't know, probably about 2.5 years, I've had 6 strokes. And it caused me to go half blind in both of my eyes.
I'm sorry, Chip.
And I've lost the color in my vision. Of course, it came back. This is one night at work. But, of course, I was in the hospital every time I had one of the strokes. But they've got me on, you know, atorvastatin, which I know you're always talking about the ills of statin drugs. And then one antidepressant and I think another blood thinner. But I actually
Why'd they tell you you were having the strokes, and you said you were having the strokes and every time you were in the hospital?
Well, the only thing that they could tell me that there was just like a mass of tangled blood vessels in the back of my head. And they, one doctor had talked about doing surgery, and then another doctor said, no, he doesn't need surgery. And so, you know, I don't know. They haven't really, you know, told me anything what's causing it.
Well, tell me about your diet and your lifestyle, Chip, before you start having these issues.
Well, before, you know, I was working, you know, I was working security, and of course, never really had enough money to eat correctly, but, you know, I've always eaten fairly well, you know, and now I had to, I'm fairly sedentary because I quit my job, I had to quit my job in 2015, and so, you know, the last time I really tried to exercise, of course, your blood pressure goes up, and the last time I did that, I went blind. I mean, and I've gone totally blind four times. And, of course, it comes back, but, it, you know, it'll be like for 30 seconds or a minute, and it is just absolutely scary.
Hang on one second, Chip. I want to pray with you. Let me pray with you because we're almost out of time. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Chip. I pray you wrap your arms around him, Lord, and that you help him, Lord, and you heal him, and that you send forth your angels, Lord, to minister to him. Father, give him peace. Let him just do what he needs to do, Father, from a health standpoint, and for the doctors to be able to tell him what to do, Lord. And just, I call just basically, I speak healing and health into his body, into his bones. Chip, give me a call next week, and I'll be happy to talk to you on the phone because we're out of time, and we'll see what we can figure out from a nutritional standpoint for you. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling, Chip. Guys, I want to thank everybody this evening for calling. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank you for supporting us and getting your multiple vitamins from us. I mean, we don't ask a lot. I mean, you know, our show basically is self-funded. And if you notice, we very rarely said anything as far as marketing our products, as far as, you know, call us right now. This is on special, blah, 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 every 3 or 4 minutes. We don't do that. I'm here to help you. We're here to help you. The show, of course, is completely free. The Ted and Austin Brewer Show every single day. And I know many of my listeners were listening tonight. Thank you for listening, guys. I know it's late. And I know a lot of you guys were listening to it on the archives. And, Austin, I want to thank you for the great job you've done with me. And again, I want to thank the guests tonight because, you know, guys, we're all in this together. You know, here's the thing. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can do that. But we have to realize this too, guys. We need to try to do what God tells us to do. We need to try to do what God says to do so we can please Him and do what pleases Him. That's so very, very important. Austin, go ahead and make the closing comments, buddy.
Yes, absolutely. We appreciate everything, guys. Thank you for the time you've given us on the show. And we thank you for listening to the Hagman & Hagman Report. It was our privilege to be able to host it for tonight. It's been an incredibly great night. I'm sure everybody will listen to it over the weekend. We pray that the Hagmans are back safe after their conference next week. And if you guys need anything, you know, email us, contact us, healthmasters.com. If you guys need anything from Doug and Joe Hagman, you can contact them there on the Hagman & Hagman Report. But, yeah, we just thank you guys for everything. The Doug 5 coupon, D-O-U-G-5, if you guys want to go ahead and use that tonight, that's going to be good. So I think next Wednesday, 5% off everything that is not on sale. So you can check that out at healthmasters.com. And also, too, if you called in tonight and you didn't get through, that's okay. You can email us on the website as well. At the top search bar, type in the word contact and search. And the first thing that will come up is our contact form. Fill that out and, you know, let us know what questions you have on there. The only thing we ask is you don't do any third-party questionnaires for anybody. We appreciate everything, guys. Thank you so much for the time and support you've given us. And, yeah, I'm sure the Hagmans will be back on next week as always. And, of course, the Ted and Austin Brewer Show will be back on as well Monday. You guys have a blessed, safe weekend, and we'll see you guys later.
Thanks so much, guys. We love you. Good night.